This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In the Montana legislature, a bill to allow community solar projects successfully cleared the state Senate last week. Senate Bill 188 would decrease participants' power bills, support a growing but underdeveloped industry, and improve power grid resilience. Senate Bill 188's sponsor is Senator Chris Pope, a Democrat from Bozeman. Senator Pope said the bill would expand access to locally generated emissions-free power. 44 states have similar programs. Senator Pope says Montana is going to need additional electricity generation to meet increasing power demand in an energy dynamic that is accelerated by the rise of artificial intelligence and other electricity-intensive enterprises. Proponents of the measure say that it's a consumer choice initiative for which there is plenty of demand and plenty of economic development opportunity. Representatives from Northwestern Energy and Montana Dakota Utilities, Montana's two investor-owned utilities, were the measure's sole opponents when the bill was heard in committee. If Senate Bill 188 passes the legislature, it would allow a solar developer to build a solar array between 50 kilowatts and 5 megawatts and to sell shares of the array's generation to subscribers, who would use the power produced to offset their monthly utility power bills. The idea would be for a subscription-based solar program for individuals interested in lowering their power bills and a way for environmentally conscious businesses and nonprofits lacking the right logistical or financial conditions to install their own solar panels. The bill could benefit property owners looking to more fully utilize sun-soaked rooftops, fields, and parking areas. Senate Bill 188 would require the Montana Public Service Commission, the elected utility board charged with balancing the financial health of investor-owned utilities with the interests of those utilities' customers, to come up with a framework for pricing the electricity generated. An investor-owned utility's transmission, distribution, and administration expenses associated with launching and maintaining such a program would be taken into account when developing the pricing framework, and utility customers with an existing net metering setup would be prohibited from participating in a community solar project. 9 rural electricity cooperatives have established similar programs, and they see high demand for subscriptions. The two opponents in the hearing on the bill, Montana Dakota Utilities and Northwestern Energy, both raised their electricity rates recently, MDU by 9% and Northwestern Energy by 28%. Both are working on another round of proposed rate increases. Nearly half of the state's residents are facing additional rate increases that community solar could help offset. Justin Pierce with A-Team Roofing and Solar of Billings made an economic development pitch to Senate committee members. 27 people are on A-Team's payroll, and the company hopes to bring that number up to 50 by the end of the year to capitalize on the 285 sun days that southeastern Montana has each year. Pierce said, "What we need from you all at the Montana legislature is to allow us to enter into the community solar market. Right now, most of Montana is locked out of this type of energy generation. If government can get out of the way, Montana businesses like ourselves can diversify and expand into subscription-based solar." After passing the Senate Energy Committee with one lone Republican in opposition, Senate President Matt Regeer, the measure successfully passed the entire Senate with broad bipartisan support. The bill goes next to the House of Representatives, which resumes business after the transmittal break next week. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.